Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and we got 9 minutes and 53 seconds of Ethel Kane's new song with For Sure, and you also heard from Cavetown with Meteor Shower, and it's heard here on We Belong LGBTQ plus music. And then out of coincidence, all the artists happen to be transgender, and we are talking about Transgender Visibility Week. I'm saying this right, Jenna?
What?
Transgender Visibility Week.
No. It's Transgender Awareness Week, and then we end it on Trans Day of Remembrance. Trans Day
Awareness.
The trans visibility is back. That's in March. The end of March. Yes. Like the 31st. But hey, I love you anyway. You got this.
Transgender Awareness Week. I've been saying this wrong, haven't I? Transgender Awareness Week, it starts on the 13th of November and runs through the 19th. And you got so much going on. I'm talking with Jenna Dunn. And Jenna, you've done so much for the community. And of course, with Mid-South Trans Nation and just everything. And again, thank you so much. And
yeah, I appreciate it. And I do it out of love, because I started doing this work because when I grew up, I didn't have resources and things. And I didn't know anything about, like, I knew I was a girl before I knew what trans meant, you know. But now, like, there are resources and things available. We just have to make sure that nobody takes them away from us, because there's no sense in a kid having to grow up like I did. There's no reason for it. There's access to medicines and things now and resources that are available. We just need the government to keep their hands out of it.
And for Transgender Awareness Week, also, this is a great time for allies to support us and in the community. And the LGBTQ plus community in Memphis, it just seems like it's getting stronger and stronger and growing faster than even some of the communities I've seen in other cities. And let's keep this momentum going.
Yes, we need to. We definitely need to all. If one thing can come out of this, the election results, is we all pull together and stop pulling apart and stop fighting and amongst ourselves, like, this is the time for unity and community for sure.
Yes.
If there ever was a time.
And again, November the 17th, that's next weekend.
November 17th at Leecherman Nature Center from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is TransFest. I'd love to send a shameless plug out to our sponsors, Planned Parenthood of Tennessee, Out Memphis, Mid-South Pride, Friends for All, We Care Tennessee, and Lena Chipman, who is Lena for the 901. Mm-hmm. And we'd also like to thank Mosh for allowing us to use Leecherman Nature Center.
Thank you, all of you, so much. And everybody you've mentioned in there, there's quite a connection. And it's like, we still say it's a tight community. Memphis is a very...
It is.
What do we say, the largest small town or smallest big town?
Absolutely. We are that little speck in Tennessee that pisses off the right.
So we have... are you familiar with this? There's a new album coming out on the 22nd called Transa, and it's part of the Red Hot series. There's a Red Hot and Blue album that came out, oh my God, 30 years ago, and had many popular artists on there. So they do have another compilation, and they're just releasing a little bit each time until the 22nd happens.
Okay.
And so, yeah, this is great. It's in support, obviously, of the transgender community. And this particular song is, and I'm going to have a Wendy and Lisa one coming up later. That's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Beverly Glenn Copeland. Actually went to a elementary school named Beverly Glenn.
Really?
Not in California, though.
That's interesting.
not the more famous one. But Beverly Glenn Copeland and Sam Smith are on this track. This is Ever New and heard here on WYXR. And We Belong.
summer rain. Softly turn to sing again. Welcome the bird, the summer blowing flower. Welcome the child whose hand I hold. Welcome to you, both young and old.
Hi, I'm Jeff King. I'm Chief Operating Officer over at the Museum of Science and History, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
If I slip, if I need, if I breathe, if I ever try to live, if I hide you, fine, welcome more grand prize, dig your hole real deep, baby, bury me alive. Love me the way that you like, treat me how you want to, let you sacrifice my life. All eyes on me worldwide.
Chata, old school Latin classics, or reggaeton, tune in to La Hora del Sazón con Talia every Saturday night at 8 p.m. and you can learn a little bit of Español también. Acompáñanos los sábados a las 8, WYXR 91.7 FM.
I'm
WYXR Memphis and new stuff from Sophie. Have you listened to the Sophie album all the way through?
No, not all the way through.
Oh, it's wonderful. And it is also kind of sad, like when we talk about posthumous albums, and they're often like the best albums that the artist has put out right. in their lifetime, but they never, or like they recorded in their lifetime, and then it gets released when, you know, they can't witness how everybody's enjoying the beauty of it.
Right.
And that is actually the self-titled album, Sophie. And with the help from Cecile Believe, and the name of that song was My Forever. You also heard from Dorian Electra from the Fanfare. Actually, that was a demo for the song Idolize. And there's two, well, if you're buying CDs, two discs of entertainment.
People buy CDs still?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I buy vinyl again now.
Well, there's a Canadian band I listen to a lot, The Tragically Hip. It doesn't translate well to Americans, I guess, but they just put out a like eight or six, I don't know, bunch of CDs in a box and vinyl. Like, I'll probably buy the vinyl too.
I love vinyl.
But it was an album that was recorded here in Ardent Studios in Memphis.
That's awesome.
From 1989. But I digress. It's not, it's not stuff I play on the show, but I still love this. I listen to a ton of music since sometimes it's too much. But anyway.
Music is a healer.
Music is definitely a healer. And Jenna, we're going to have a true trans anthem right here. We got Against Me with True Trans Soul Rebel. Now right here, WYXR.
Sad. Programming on WIXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
Hi, I'm Kim Lloyd, and I'm a professional fan, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. For at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refuse to just wither in place. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedom to grow. So I ran, fearing not where I'd go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content
to be lost in the crowd. They were coming and close. I had no room for growth, and I wanted so much to branch out. I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow. I grew up fast and wild, and I never felt right. In a garden so different from me, I just never belonged. I just longed to be gone. So the garden one day set me free. Hitched a ride with the wind, and since he was my friend, I just let him decide where go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they go. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they go. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
WYXR Memphis, 91.7 FM, online, WYXR.org, and I just said listener-supported radio. You know what that means? Yeah, you can donate at any time to the station. We don't run off of commercials. It's all listener-supported, and that is at WYXR.org. There is a donate button right there, you know, while you're listening online, too. And you can listen to the archive of the show and pretty much everybody else's show on the website, too. So you can just dig around there, wyxr.org. And you heard from Andy Mientes and Our Lady J. So, Jenna, did you ever watch Pose?
Yeah, absolutely. Every episode. Are you kidding?
Nice. Did you ever watch Transparent?
No.
So there was a connection between the two shows with a lot of performers and writers, and one of the writers was Our Lady J, and she put out an album, and it was like I was expecting a lot more, but this was like 2013, and like one of the most beautiful beings out there, and super talented and classically trained musician. I'm like, I want to be more like this.
Right.
But yeah, and she also appears on, she plays piano behind Patti LuPone when they're in the hospital with Michaela J's character. I'm drawing blanks on the actual characters' names in the show on Pose.
I'm not going to be any help on that. I'm blank too on that.
But it was fantastic. Of course, you just heard Wildflowers with Arlie JJ performing, and hopefully there's going to be more from her. Also, Teddy Geiger before that, or we just know as Teddy with a Heart. And I Belong Here, and that was from the Teresa album released not so long ago. Right here at We Belong, LGBTQ plus music. I'm in the studio with Jenna Dunn. We're just talking away, having a good time.
Absolutely. It's always fun being here with you, Dee. Thanks. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
The heart and soul here, Dee. That's really what you are. your beautiful light shines into Memphis so brightly. We love you.
I, you know, this daylight saving time is gone. I need to have those lights on. But hey, let's just roll into music with another Memphis I consider her a Memphis artist, Shay Diamond. Now, there was that exhibit that was at Brooks Museum. Was it last year? I think it was about it was called On Christopher Street.
Yeah.
And it was transgender portraits. And the museum, I was so happy that they bought that giant portrait of Shay Diamond.
Yep.
And it explains the Memphis connections. And there's actually a whole handout for a whole page on this artist. And this is another anthem that I believe I played during my first week.
You're just full of the anthems today, aren't you?
I know. It's we got to keep going with this. You know, it's been a rough week, so
it has.
You got to pump the fist and
there is light at the end of the tunnel, though, baby. I promise, we're not giving up on this. We are going to fight this thing.
I'm feeling that, and
I'm bringing the energy.
We're with that fight. So this is Shay Diamond with "I Am Her," and also a shout out to Shelda. Shelda,
we love Shelda.
Oh, hey, Shelda,
it's Jenna. Hey,
hello, and Shelda, we'll get you on the show sometime. And yes, and Shelda and I had a conversation about getting some music on for Transgender Awareness Week.
Yes,
that's coming up on the 13th, and it goes through the 19th. And of course, so many events, including the TransFest coming up on November 17th at Lichterman Nature Center. But let's get it rolling. This is Shay Diamond, and I am her on WIXR.
And problems that I go through. Sometimes I can't sleep at night. If I hide my face, heaven would be, and it wouldn't be the worst thing that I ever did. It's a hell of a world that we're living in. James 2:10, a sin is a sin. Don't look at me immediately and whisper behind my back thinking I'm naive. It's my Southern hospitality. Tolerates more abuse than even I can believe. There's an outcast in everybody's life, and I am her.
I'm with Bridge Builders, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Let me give to you. for the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival comes from a grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission, whose mission is to cultivate the arts for the benefit of all Tennesseans and their communities.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis and Christina and the Queens, or we say Raheem Redcar with It. And you also heard from Lorelei Kay with Gucci Doom, a Texas artist. And Lorelei just put out a new single. I should get that on the show a little bit later. And of course, Shay Diamond at the beginning of the set. This is We Belong LGBTQ Plus Music. And I have Jenna Dunn in the studio, who's hosting just about everything that's coming up in the next week for Transgender Awareness Week, right?
I'm not hosting at all, but I definitely have all the information and details about it. So,
well, you're organizing.
We're just we'll be involved some kind of way. But TransFest is our baby, and it's going to be Sunday from 11 to 3 at Leacherman Nature Center. Fun for the whole family. It's free, free, free. And there's going to be music. There's going to be resources. There's going to be vendors with all kind of cool stuff for you to purchase. There's going to be door prize giveaways. Buff City Soap has donated a couple of gift boxes for us to give away. Board to Beers has donated a membership to their wonderful place where, you know, Board of Beers, you go in and they have all those board games, wall-to-wall board games that you can play, and they have a bar where you can get drinks and food. It's just a really cool little neat place to have a birthday party or just go hang out. So they donated a membership for us to give away at Transfest. Wiseacre Brewery, Wiseacre donated some swag and stuff for us to give away at Transfest also. It's going to be really awesome. I think it was it was one more place that's donating. My mind went blank. But yeah, so there's going to be lots of cool stuff at Transfest. So definitely come out. Like I said, it's free. Bring the kids, bring the family, bring grandmama, whoever, bring everybody. Mm-hmm. There is something for you all. There's, like I said, music, a couple of performances. We have a non-binary trans individual that I met they actually work for Duke University, and they have a little project that they put together called the Dream Project. And I'm not going to talk too much about it because I want to give them that opportunity when they come, but they're coming down from Carolina to be our guest speaker. And so I'm not going to give it away because I'm so excited about it, but you definitely want to come and hear what they've got to say about the Dream Project and the stuff they've got going on at Duke University.
And Duke University is coincidentally also the place where there's a Transgender Quarterly magazine that was released out of there. It's a brilliant university.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a hotbed of activity. And you do have a song that's lined up here. And
yes, so, we do. We talked about this person, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ryan Cassetta.
That's right.
Super awesome trans person. Great artist. Wonderful advocate for our community. Just, I can't say enough about them. I've actually had the opportunity to speak with them about, I'm not going to give away my plans, but I am trying to get them here to Memphis to perform, hopefully next year. So we'll see how that goes. There's a couple of other queer artists. There's one in Nashville who also has the name Jenna. I'm sure you can figure out who that is. I've been talking to them about coming back. She was here back when I did the Trans Youth Benefit concert last year in Memphis. A lot of things that Jenna's got brewing over here for next year.
So I'll just divide the two names. So you are the Jenna on fire.
I am the Jenna on fire.
So this is Ryan Cassetta. This is Daughter on WYXR.
Still it changed your world, Hi, I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
I'm coming down, 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 down. Coming down with a heartache. I ain't sick, but I got a fever. Blood pressure running high. Pulse ain't right, I can't sleep at night. And here's the reason why. You ain't been around for a week or two. Said I ain't, said I had, I have.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis and Jackie Shane. I could not do a show with All Trans without having Jackie Shane, the pioneer from 1964, and Coming Down. And let's keep it moving with another pioneer. We got Wendy Carlos. This is, I don't know if it's listed as a new release. There was a new upload of some material from Clockwork Orange, which she did the soundtrack of, like 1972. So this is one of the tracks, Funeral of Queen Mary March, from Clockwork Orange, and heard here WYXR.
Thank you.
This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. There's so much silence at the end of that. I don't know what is going on. Wendy Carlos, of course. That's a great way to, the bookend all trans artists right here at WYXR. And we belong LGBTQ plus music. And stick around in a minute from now is Sweet Vibrations, hosted by DJG. And do we have a special guest today? I think we might have a special guest. CJ might be on the mic. We'll see. But just keep it tuned here to WYXR. And thank you so much, Jenna, for being here.
Yes, thank you, Dave, for having me on here. It's always such a pleasure to come and sit and talk with you on this show. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And anytime that you would like to have me, I'm willing to come.
Absolutely. And Transgender Awareness Week starts on the 13th and goes through the 19th. And, of course, the TransFest is happening at Lichterman Nature Center November the 17th. That is next weekend. And thank you so much for listening. I'll be back for another edition of We Belong. And stick around again. Sweet Vibrations coming right up here. WYXR Memphis.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Old Dominic Distillery. Pure